All right. Cheers. Yeah. It was brutal out there. It was treacherous. You know, a few guys just told me they want to just survive.
About the same. Yeah. It's just hard doing the Triple Crown on a track like that. The intensity's higher, but it's actually hard to kind of get the intensity up tonight, at least for me, because you have to be
slower,
careful. Yeah. Like it wasn't. You had to be careful, pick your line. So you're almost so focused on that, just being consistent, just jumping the jumps every lap, and not making a big mistake. Because it's so easy to just like have. I mean, look at my boy Cade in the trying to pass me back, and he took.
You know, he says you passed him under a blue.
I don't know, but hey, look out, I'll pass you. Yeah. No, but for when that happened, honestly, I didn't know it happened, but I felt bad when I watched the video. I felt bad for him, so. I had just passed him not long before that, and I looked back like a couple turns earlier, and I saw Cooper. I'm like, okay, Cooper's coming in a minute. Yeah. So like two turns later, I'm like, okay, and the tabletop section goes back. I just like rolled them to just get out of Coop's way. Well, I get to the next turn thinking Coop's going to be coming like right next to me, and I look over, and it's Cade, and I'm like, what? I slowed down too early. Right. So I go roll, and I'm like, me and Cade are side by side going through that rhythm. Yeah. He's trying to pass me back. Yep. And then Coop obviously made the mistake, and Coop was right there. So it's hard. Like, I felt bad for him when I saw the video, just because we're racing too for, 13th or 4th, whatever it is. And when a track, like, he just drug his pegs on the jump. You know what I mean? The track's just hard to just get out of somebody. It's hard to get out of their way when there's so many ruts like that. But just trying to survive. Honestly, I try to just find lines and a rhythm that I could do consistently for the 12 plus one each time, and not go over it, just whatever it was as was. And I went 14 for 13th overall, so nothing spectacular, but consistent, and I rode well the last couple.
We know you're not a qualifier, we know that, and you know that, so but you don't get into the top 18 at one of these things. Are you okay with that? Because you kind of know, like obviously you would love to, don't get me wrong, but are you just like, well, shit, I don't have the one lap speed?
It is like a little like one extreme or the other, because it sucks that you just have to do one fast lap to get in, because there's a lot of these guys that are good riders and they can go fast for a lap. It's harder maybe for some of them to string them together for a 6+1 heat race or something. That's where it's a little better for me to like just be a top 9 in a heat race. But I can do it fast for a lap. I need to bring it to the race, you know, on the weekend. But then like, so it's super nice, because if you get in the top 18, you're like, oh, I'm in, I'm good. Yep. And if you're not, you're like, oh, LCQ. And today I missed it by 1/100 of a second, you know, whatever. And it's just, I was mad. I was frustrated with myself. So I'm like, don't want to be out there, especially on this type of track. You know, anything can happen.
That's true. I mean, anything, it increases the odds of shit going wrong.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, just focus on the start, get the start. And I did, obviously, and that made it. Got a little gap and just kind of tried to maintain it, and it was easy. So.
All right, last question for you. Do you change gear in between each main?
I did not. I only changed, like, tonight the roost wasn't that bad and the sand wasn't really that sandy. I changed jersey for the last one just because I was sweaty. But pants, I think I ran the same pants all night. Sometimes I will, though. It just depends on track conditions.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, thank you.